Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 9 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. First of all, how are we already at episode 9?
Crazy.
That is crazy. We are so thankful for all of you and can't believe we're already here. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about Japan, which is this weekend. We're very excited about it, and we have a lot to go over. And yeah, it's just going to be a very informational, fun episode this week. So let's get into it.
All right.
So first we're going to talk about Suzuka, which is the track that they're on this weekend. This track is 53 laps, so it's shorter than what we usually have, because it's usually, what, like 58 laps-ish? Yeah. So normally it's like up to an hour. So it's a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
But same thing, but a little bit shorter. Its first Grand Prix was in 1987, so it's been going for a good while. And the current lap record is from Lewis Hamilton in 2019. So maybe we'll see Max.
5 years ago.
Maybe Max setting a new record.
I'm sure he will.
I'm interested to see, like, going back, if any of them, like, have set new records at tracks.
From last year?
Yeah. From last year or years before. Because, I mean, the 2019 car versus the 2024 car, I'm sure there's considerable difference between the two.
Rosa was Bahrain's fastest lap ever, and that was like 2009.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, how was no one beating? It must have been a shorter track or something.
Shorter track, and, you know, honestly, I'm thinking about it. The cars were probably lighter back then than they were now.
Probably. Wow.
Because, like, if you're adding, like...
Yeah.
I mean, I know we were talking about, like, adding, like, paint and carbon fiber. Carbon fiber and paint and, like, I don't know what else they're adding on the car.
Or maybe they were just skinnier back then.
Yeah. Speaking of new additions, McLaren is adding a bunch of new additions.
Oh, my gosh. They, like, laid off a bunch of people or something. Or they, like, quit. That's crazy.
Which is crazy, but they're making a lot of changes, I guess.
I know, they changed their car, like, almost completely or something.
Yeah.
Or a lot of parts of it.
A lot of parts.
We'll see if it's competitive this weekend.
The track was built in 1962. And we all know Honda, the car brand, and he was the man who created Honda and then turned it into a track. Or test track, and then it was turned into a track. And then... like we said, first Grand Prix was in 1987, which is crazy. It's been, going that long.
Yeah.
This is a fun track. It's definitely high speed.
Oh, yeah.
So, we love a high speed track, there's just, obviously nothing, it never stops. Like, there's always something going on. But especially with high speed tracks, there's going to be a lot.
There'll actually be 20 drivers on the track this weekend.
Wow. That's not funny.
Yes,
that's actually really sad. There's a lot of curves, and then there's actually a crossover at turn 15 and then into turn 9. It's like turn 9 and then you go into it. So that's really cool. I don't think any of the other tracks have that. Other than the new track that they announced, it's like
in Jeddah.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I think it's
that's like insane Jeddah, that like it's like laps 25 everywhere.
25 stories tall.
That's crazy.
They physically can't, because I saw a bunch of memes and it was like Charles having brake failure.
Yeah,
and
I saw that
straight off the top. It's literally Rainbow Road in Mario Kart.
Yeah.
They can't make that in real life.
I wonder if they'll like add lights and like all of that.
They
like,
would. You know they would.
Like make it like Mario Kart.
Extra.
Did you see Lewis at like they have one of the theme parks there in Japan.
Oh,
and
yes,
he was dressed
yes.
in like yeah. They were all like going to theme parks.
Yeah.
All of the drivers' posts. We got Australia and now we got Japan.
We got fed today with Charles Post and Pierre's.
Charles Pierre and
I'm sure
didn't who else Oscar posted.
Oh,
with his adorable girlfriend.
Aww, they're so precious.
It was so cute.
Yeah. There's probably other people. I haven't looked in a while.
Mm-mm.
But they're all finally in Japan, so.
That's great. I could not imagine. I think it would be so much fun. But going from Japan to Australia, or Australia to Japan.
That's crazy. A lot of them stopped in Bali, which is interesting to me.
Which, like, how do you even do that with, like, sleep and like time change, and
I think that's why they have like a off week probably.
Yeah,
why they did it this week,
which I'm sure that like it's like the United States versus Australia. That's a, like almost what how much time like difference
eight
is that?
Hours or
yeah,
something.
And then I'm sure Japan and Australia might not be.
I don't even want to know what time we're staying. Last year was 2 a.m.
This year is I think it's 12. Oh, it's not bad.
Oh thank God.
It's not bad at all.
Okay.
One is like oh yeah, let's look at the schedule.
That's I'm okay with 12.
It's in military time. Why is it in military okay. time?
Does it say zero?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 12.
Okay, yeah. No, it's not. It's not bad this year. I can do 12 yeah. o'clock. That's not bad at all.
2 a.m. was rough because it was like 2 to 4.
Oh, my gosh.
I fell asleep and watched the rest the next day.
4 a.m.?
And I went on Instagram as soon as I woke up and spoiled the whole thing. I'm like, okay.
I did that the very first race.
Yeah.
I spoiled it. No, I'm sorry. I was qualifying. I didn't spoil the race.
Yeah, yeah.
But for qualifying, it was actually one of my friends. He, like, told me what it was. And I was like...
We're outing him if he's watching. You know you are.
I was like, you're serious right now. I just waited all that time. So, I purposely went off my phone. And then you just... he's like, oh, did you see the new, like, standings? I was like, for what? And he was like, oh, for, like...
what?
It was, like, something. And he, like, read it off. He was like... What is VER?
No, pole.
I was like,
Max pole.
What Verstappen? He's like, what's, like, I forget, like, Checo. I was like, you're serious.
But what else did we expect, honestly? Last year, it was a double McLaren, or at least Oscar was. I have, like, no memory of it. That's terrible. No. I can't remember what happened more than a week after.
Well, no, I remember, I can't, like, vividly remember, like, practice.
Oh, no.
No, practice is, like, yes, practice is important. Like, practice is honestly not that fun to watch.
It just...
And you can't remember the standings. Like, yes, practice is important,
it's
it doesn't...
It's random, too.
No, so random.
Because they're all working on different stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's whoever just gets
it's like
fastest. Obviously, qualifying
like,
is... Qualifying and if someone crashes, like when Joe crashed and then when Alex crashed in Australia, like that was huge. Did you see one guy posted, I think it was on TikTok, like he was sitting next to a guy that got cut by like the carbon fiber because when he crashed, like debris went everywhere.
Yeah, I believe
so, like
it
went through the fence and like cut one of the guys like in the face.
That's horrible. From who? Lance?
No, from Alex. When he crashed in Australia.
Because
like it flew everywhere.
Wow.
Because the where people sit and like it
the,
was
like,
it wasn't the grandstands, but it was just like on the grass and people were walking.
Yeah.
Because you can walk like directly by the track in Australia.
It's like on a park.
So people were like sitting in the grass and then just like debris went everywhere. And like no, you
terrifying.
Can't get out of the way because it happened so fast.
It's just
he went. He hit the corner and then spun out and then went.
Yeah.
And then, that would have been scary. But, like, imagine being like, oh, yeah, I got cut by
Alex.
Carbon fiber from Alex's car.
You probably could keep it.
Probably.
Because it probably just landed right by him. Wow. Lucky that person. But also sad if they had to get stitches.
Yeah. Which, still, I wouldn't care because it's such a cool excuse to, like, have that. Oh, how'd you get that? Oh, I got cut by Alex's car.
You go to school with, like, a huge gash on your face or work.
Speaking of school and races... Today is officially a month away from the day we leave for Miami.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. Is it 30 days?
Yeah.
31 days.
I'm sorry. Thursday, we don't leave Thursday, like the weekend starts.
Yeah.
And then we leave Friday morning and we'll get to the track before.
Yeah, the third. Right?
No, that's, oh yeah, you're right.
The third through the fifth.
Yes! You're right.
Okay.
Never mind. Yes.
That's so exciting.
So Friday. Yeah, we leave Friday and then we'll get to the track in time
for... and early for FP1.
Yes. Very excited.
Oh my gosh. Friday is a busy day because it's FP1, FP2, sprint quali. Saturday's
We're going to be so tired.
Good. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to show everyone all of our outfits and everything.
And I didn't know that you can go in the stadium and just, like, sit and watch
the
paddock.
Yeah, all
think
of
that's
their,
so cool.
The paddock and, like, the hospitality, like, where all of them are,
it's
they put
Hard
it
Rock.
In Hard Rock Stadium. So it's not, like, where it's just, like, the strip where you can, like, walk. you can sit like in the ring around Hard Rock and literally look down and watch them.
That is so cool.
And someone said like it's like so like terrifying and weird, but then also like so like interesting.
Busy. Everything's happening.
Like interesting and like so intriguing because like I would feel like I'm watching a, like I if I was sitting in there, I would feel like I'm like watching a movie because like yes, while those people are in real life, like I can't imagine like seeing them in person.
But like off TV. No, it's going to feel like we're watching like Drive to Survive.
It is. And then like if we meet anyone, it's not going to feel real. Like I'm literally not going to process like, it until after, like either like a few hours after, like a day after, and I'm just going to be like, "Oh my gosh, I met so and so." And I'm going to be like, are you kidding
Everyone
me?
Everyone at school is going to be so done with us.
Gonna, seriously. I'm going to posting, look at pictures, like, hanging up my wall, like, making my whole
cutouts.
Do people actually steal the cardboard cutouts and just take them with them?
From where?
Don't they have them at races? Didn't they do that in Suzuka last year? They pranked each other.
Oh, the ones at the Australian Grand Prix, like the giant heads?
Yeah, I think so.
People do take them.
That's weird. But no, just like the actual like full body cutouts. People take those.
I don't know. Probably. They take everything. They take, you know, the Rolex signs all around the
track.
They
take those?
They rip them off the wall and run. I mean, it's not like illegal because it's mostly for like the temporary ones, I think. But
yeah,
I'm acting like I wouldn't do the same thing. People but take how tire do you, rubber.
How
like,
do you how get it home on the airplane?
That's what I'm saying. I think they live there and then just like put it in their trunk.
We have a big like signed NASCAR tire.
That's so cool.
It's like fully used. It's like crazy because it's like it's like their tires. Like it's so like smooth. I think it's a medium. Medium tires.
I haven't seen it, so.
Because it's yellow around the rim, so I was like, it's probably medium, but no, it's super cool. I was like, that's it's so weird. Yeah, it got like shipped to us because we went to the.
Just showed off at your front door.
Well, no, it was like a gift, but because we went to the NASCAR races, it was really cool, but that's just I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't take anything. I just like, how do you like bring that back with you?
That's always my first thought, but I would want, like...
I guess you could, like, take it to the post office and, like, put it in a box and, like, ship it to you.
But it's, like, styrofoam. Like, how well is that coming back to you?
I remember, like, when we go on trips, me and my mom are, like, very bad, like, shopaholics.
Souvenir buyers?
No. We don't buy souvenirs. We buy, like, clothes. Like, we will go on trips and we will, like, go shopping.
Get a new suitcase.
Because, honestly, we live in Nashville and Nashville shopping is terrible.
No, it's good. Yes, it is. No, it's not. I like it.
Other than Green Hills Mall, I don't go anywhere else to shop. Because there's no one else to shop. But, like, if you go to, like, other places, I swear there's such better shopping.
Oh, I agree with you. There's, like, one good place.
Exactly. So then we just go shopping, and then we'll, like, ship boxes home. Like, I'm literally not kidding.
You do not ship we do. Home. Just buy a new suitcase.
No,
you just ship it.
Because like she'll buy home decor. Like I went to Waco, Texas for like a Mother's Day trip, and obviously Waco is like furniture. So we had to ship so much home. It was so funny. Like right before we went to the airport, we were just like shipping stuff home. I was like, oh my gosh.
Just like that tire.
Yep.
It showed up.
Yeah, but that was a gift. We didn't ask. Yeah. We obviously
you
like
begged
it.
For someone's tire.
Yeah, it's just sitting in the basement. Anyways.
We should take someone's tire.
I'm very excited to announce because I was like thinking about that. So I was like, well, Gunther is like not going to be at Haas anymore. It's so like, I won't ever get to meet him. And then obviously
Get back.
What?
We are going to meet
I'm getting there. So then he literally pops up for interviewing in Australia. I was like, Gunther, what are you doing here? I was like, oh my gosh. And it was hilarious. I think we talked about this last episode, but how his accent and then Charles, like, Charles could not understand him. And I think it's because Carlos has a pretty thick accent too. So, like, he could obviously understand Gunther. But Charles, well, like...
I couldn't even understand. I mean, not saying I'm good at understanding people. I couldn't understand a word. Gunther said in that sentence at least.
I think it's so funny that he lives in North Carolina and then like how does he like talk to people, because I mean okay, North Carolina, I grew up in South Carolina, so South Carolina and North Carolina in my personal opinion very different. South Carolina is like southern, North Carolina is not. I feel like it's a little bit more like I don't know what to call it.
Northern.
Yes. And then him living there, I could not imagine. I think it'd be so funny. I hope he does like meet and greets there. Like I would literally go drive down to go meet him in North Carolina. Because he lives on Lake. Yeah. I think it's the same lake my grandparents go to all the time. Like live close to. That'd be so funny. Imagine if I was just like on the lake and was like saw him.
He was just like passing by on
the I'd boat. Be like what?
Yeah, I wonder one, how many houses he has. Two, where does he live there full time?
I don't know.
He probably lives in like Monaco or something.
It was Drive to Survive is where they said Gunther's like they said his home.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was like that's where he lives most of the time. Well, at least like during off season. Because he doesn't need to be anywhere else. Exactly. And then obviously now I'm sure he probably lives there because he
where else does he have to go?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry, Gunther.
But anyways, Gunther was announced as the official named ambassador for the Miami Grand Prix. So he will be there full time and like we could possibly like see him, which would be so cute. I would be like, oh my gosh, Gunther,
if we're like fan. Sitting up in the stands and we just see him.
I'll be like, oh my gosh.
We're like screaming at him.
I'll be so excited to meet him.
He's actually so like precious.
I know. I bet and I think like he's like happy to like meet people. Like you kinda think he would be like the opposite where he'd be like no scared, I'm like not talking to you, but he like I don't think he is.
Who do we think would be like get away from me? Team principals,
because I'm
sure
thinking
a lot of the drivers would say no.
Oh well, I think a lot of the drivers are pretty like nice
just
about
get
it.
Get their personal space invaded.
I think Lewis is nice, I think he like does not really unless he has to. I don't think he really will like he tries to just like
I think Max is the same way.
Yeah.
They just
because I mean
it's a lot.
He has a really big fan base too.
It's a lot. Well, because he's winning.
That's true.
A lot of bandwagon.
But I think most of them are like really nice about it.
Yeah.
Which I mean I totally get it because like how would you handle that personally of like if you had that many people like begging for your attention, that
would be a lot. They're like, I didn't realize how close you can get to them. They're literally surrounding them.
Yeah, which
that's terrifying.
In Miami, it's really actually hard to meet them.
There's so much
because
security, apparently.
You're in Hard Rock Stadium, so it's not like we're in like an actual paddock. We're in a stadium because Miami is not a set track. It's just a street circuit. So that was definitely that's disappointing, but.
We'll make our way.
We will, yeah.
Well, there's going to be celebrities, too, that
celebrities,
we
celebrities? Because
so.
We were talking about it, and we were like, who is going to be there? Because who was there last year?
The whole Fast and Furious cast was there. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Them. Vin Diesel.
If I meet Vin Diesel.
The girl that plays Letty was there. They did, like, a challenge thing with McLaren where, like, Lando and Oscar, like, drove them around.
Yeah, which also, not to mention, we both love Fast and Furious.
It's like a recent discovery, like literally a couple months
ago.
Well,
listen, you didn't. I had watched them as a kid.
Yeah,
and
I've
like,
never seen.
I had watched them as a kid because I have all brothers, and I liked them, but I didn't really remember. And then I was like, "Hey, have you watched Fast and Furious?" And I just watched the first few, and more of the newer ones. Like, there's a little bit in the middle that like, I haven't watched. Yeah, I was like 6, 7-ish. I hadn't watched yet. So I was like, do you want to watch them? So we watched the first one. And then I think didn't we even rewatch the first one?
I've seen the first one now 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
I've seen 1, 2, 3, 4 at least twice.
I mean, that's not bad. If like, if I get a comfort movie.
I don't rewatch movies.
Oh, I love rewatching movies.
I can't do it. Exactly, out of the Fast and Furious.
I do it as like my comfort movies.
That's so weird to say. I think Fast and Furious is like a comfort movie.
Yeah, like okay, definitely like more like chick flicks for me. Like Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
Devil Wears Prada.
That's such a classic. I've never seen.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I love. Oh, I'll have to show that movie. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. 10 Things I Hate About. Like all of those are like comfort movies to me. Like I'll rewatch those just because I think they're so cute.
Fast and Furious is my comfort movie,
which is good. I love Tokyo Drift. That's a comfort movie for me too.
Soundtrack.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Lando just posted his helmet today, and it was like I don't remember the caption. It was like Suzuka drifting, and then the song was Tokyo Drift.
I love his helmet. I love the pink on it.
I can't decide if I like it.
I do. I think he'll look good in it.
I think it is. Whoa, there's a lot going on. Like the Ellen, that's like, but that's neon him. Green. That's, I mean, design. That's... Yeah, I mean, I think it'll look good.
Yeah, I do think so too.
And their livery, it does not match the livery, but I.
That's okay.
It's fine. Good for them.
And then, speaking of movies and all of that, Drive to Survive, we went over this, like, a little bit of the epidemic. I don't think I actually realized how many people got into F1 through Drive to Survive.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And, I mean, obviously, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy, because, I mean, I didn't get into F1 through Drive to Survive. Drive to Survive did help me a lot, like, yeah. Get more into it, because it goes into, like, who the drivers are, who the teams are, just, like, literally everything. Obviously, like, we were talking about, they showed Gunther's house, they showed where he lived, like, they showed his personal life, and obviously, that's so cool. I don't know, it's weird, just, like, the epidemic of DTS fans.
It's...
Because I think there's DTS fans, and I think there's F1 fans.
It depends, because if you like, I feel like it's the same thing for, like, racing movies. If you like the actual racing and actual cars and seeing what's going on, like, behind the scenes of everything, of how the cars work, how they build them, all that, I think you don't like things like Drive to Survive, because it's more drama. Like, they literally create stuff out of nothing.
Exactly. Like, they fuel things, and they pin drivers, so they'll turn a driver into a villain. Like, even the Danny Rick episode, that was a hard episode to watch for me. Because they literally, like, pinned him. They pinned Max in episodes. If you don't know, you don't know.
Exactly.
And no, like, no shame if you're a DTS fan. If you got into F1 through Drive to Survive, like, that's great. Like, we're so happy for you.
Yeah.
But I think there's a difference where a lot of, especially women, get shamed. And they're like, you just like F1 because of the drivers. While that is true, while I do like the drivers, and while, yes, that's a really big part of it, because the drivers are who drive the cars.
Yeah.
I also like the cars. I like how everything works. I like I mean, you see business side of it. Like, I like all of that. And, like, for me personally, I've always wanted to go into, like, media and marketing and, like, sports broadcasting. I've always loved that. Even as, like, a little girl, like, I've always wanted to do something like that. And F1, just after I saw it and was like, okay, I love to travel, like, this is something that I would love to do, and then obviously got into it, and yes, obviously drivers are a big part, because the drivers make up the sport, but I don't like the sport just because I think the drivers are hot.
I wouldn't stay up until 12 a.m. to watch it for 2 hours.
And you can't see them, they're driving the cars.
I don't understand why people say that, because... I mean, for some people, it's true. It's one thing if you're claiming to be like, oh, I love F1, and you're only thinking the drivers are hot.
Yeah, because it's not
just
like...
just say you only think they are hot. Because
it's like,
hot.
It's not like, oh, I like F1. You're not like, oh, I like F1. I'm not like, oh, I'm a Carlos Sainz fan. Like, that's the only reason I like F1.
It's different.
I like him because, yes, I think he's attractive. Like, I admit that, obviously.
You're allowed to.
But I like him because... he works incredibly hard.
Exactly.
And he's a great driver. And I've seen those qualities. And same with you with Charles. Like, Charles definitely is the one that's, like, most pinned. Like, you're like, oh, if you're a girl, you obviously like Charles.
Exactly.
Like, yes, Charles
Everyone
is also...
Everyone thinks he's hot, but
Charles is
more
also
to
really
him.
Attractive. Yeah. But there's so much more. And he has an amazing story. Amazing story, but he's a great person.
Exactly.
So I think there's just a lot of, like, strife where... you like F1 because of the drivers, or you like F1 because of this. Like, no, I like it because of a lot of different reasons. And yes, the drivers are a big part of it, but that's not the only reason I like F1.
You're allowed to think they're hot.
Yeah.
I mean, they are.
They are. And
but that's not the only reason I'm watching racing. I'm watching racing because I like racing.
Exactly. And I think while Drive to Survive was great for the sport to, like, get it more traction, and obviously that's why Netflix did it, because it gave them... I mean, a lot of money.
A lot more attention.
F1 did too, and that's a lot of what F1 is. But I think, I think there's just an epidemic of that. So,
yeah.
A lot of that.
Because, I mean, they just, I don't even know where they get some of the stuff. Like, they had a whole episode about Lando and Daniel fighting, and they were, like, using radios from other races.
That weren't like, even, they yeah. just, yeah. And
Lando
it's,
reacted it's, to it and was yeah. like, that didn't even happen.
It's literally with every TV show, don't believe what you're watching.
Until you actually see it happening.
Because most yeah, of the time you don't know what's going on the inside. And yeah. it's, yeah, with literally every documentary, people just do that to, like, cause drama. And especially it's even so with, like, rude. The Toto and Susie Wolf case. Like, I feel like, honestly, that had a lot of fuel to it, too. Because that was started from nothing. Like, they had no proof. And
they got shot down. They dropped no. it or whatever.
And speaking of that, it was, when was it, last week?
Yeah, it sometime was last month.
So
yeah.
disrespectful. But a news article came out that was like Toto Wolff's wife, like team principal's
the worst
wife.
Way you can address her.
Susie Wolf is the head of F1 Academy.
Exactly.
She was
a racer.
She was a racer. She is like highly, highly
respected
and held.
Yeah.
Known. And just because she's married to Toto Wolff means nothing. Like he's exactly. her, she's like they're married, yes, but
she has her own name for him or for herself.
She's head of F1 Academy. Like and she is helping young racers find a career in F1, but yet she is still
Why?
Getting pushed down. And I'm not saying that's because she's a woman. Yes, that's obviously
of
probably
course,
why.
Yeah.
But the fact that they would put her as team principal's wife. Toto and her have separate careers. While they're both working at F1, she's the head of F1 Academy. He's a team a team principal. Those are two separate things. He does not need to be involved in that because he's not involved in what they were even talking about. So
yeah,
that was so disrespectful on their part.
It was her filing like a lawsuit or something. Like he needs to be out of the equation.
No, and she stepped up and filed it because it was claiming something that was totally wrong.
Exactly. She has the right to do that, but
yes.
of course they go and step on her by saying
I know.
Whatever they say.
And we haven't really gone into a lot of how women are treated in the sport.
Could make many episodes.
Many
about
episodes.
That.
And I think that is just like a big pointer of like how women are treated in the sport because
yeah.
they pointed someone who is very big in the sport as a wife of a team principal. Who's yes? While Toto is no, while Toto is a great team principal and yes, yeah. highly respected. Like Susie is her own person. Like you don't need to relate Susie up Toto. Toto did not put Susie in her like where she is
yeah.
right now. Toto did not build Susie up in her career. Susie did that herself. Susie is a like self made.
Exactly.
And she yes, she married Toto. Like that's great.
Yeah.
So
not
I just
giving that to her.
No. That's just a lot. I could talk about that forever, but
I feel like it's one thing. Okay, I'm just slandering Bianca. No, no offense to Bianca or anything, but I think it's one thing where like she is highly respected in women in motorsports and the future of McLaren development driver. But when she was reposting that stuff about Lance, people like lost respect for her. And they had a reason to, but Susie did nothing to make people lose respect for her.
Absolutely not. And no, and it was a scandal that was not a thing. It was made up because for no reason. Like,
yeah.
why are you starting that?
Exactly.
Whereas Bianca, I personally did lose respect for her because, well, number one, that was totally uncalled for.
Yeah.
Her and Lance probably, I don't even know if they had an interaction or know each other.
No way.
But on what part was it? Okay for her to do that, and maybe she just felt a certain way about who he is, and maybe it's
like you're in the spotlight, you can't
exactly maybe
can't
it's the fact
like that.
That like his dad gives him a seat, but Lance is also a great driver and he proves himself as not like he's a terrible driver and finishes last every week and just gets a place because his father owns a team. No, he is a good driver and he proves himself, but Bianca had no right to just like repost those things, and it was about something also that was not true. Like
I can't believe I'm still obviously I'm not
it's
over
just it's just crazy that she would have the audacity to
yeah.
repost something like that, and I honestly do still have lost respect for her
yeah.
because of that. But
not even
she's
apologize
a, no not even apologize. And yes, while she's a great driver and I think she does have a great future in F1, I just think that I mean, she needed to honestly learn her lesson about that.
Yeah,
because
she hasn't.
No.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if something bigger happens, like, that was nothing compared to what could happen if whatever other person it's about. So that was definitely
interesting.
Yeah. Very and like we said, there's a lot of drama that happens that is a lot of part of it. So
it's what keeps it running?
What keeps it running and what keeps all of us going and while we are all
fueling drive to survive here.
Exactly. And I think next season of Drive to Survive is definitely going to be like crazy.
It's gonna open Chota Wolf and Susie Wolf.
Carlos.
Wrongly accused.
Carlos leaving. No, Carlos not leaving. Well, Carlos is leaving.
Carlos dropped, drop kicked by Ferrari. It's gonna be like Lewis and Carlos hugging, and it's gonna be like, how long will their friendship last? Okay. Oh my gosh. They're gonna be pitted against each other and Drive to Survive the entire season.
Yeah, but they're not even.
They don't even.
No, they don't even no talk. Beef.
They were, remember in that press conference in Bahrain where Carlos came late and like sat next to Lewis? Mm-hmm. Like they were fine. They have no bad blood.
Is fine. He knows he can get another seat. Even Charles said it. Even Lando said it. Exactly. Which you were talking about it. Max is winning every weekend other than when he DNF'd. But
it's the car. It's only when the car doesn't work.
If Max is still at Red Bull, because I think that's not going to change. But if Carlos, just saying, like, uh-oh, this was not talked about, but I'm just saying this, if Carlos would go to Red Bull, which I'm not even saying there's a chance of that, if he would go to Red Bull, if it was not Max winning every weekend, it would be Carlos winning every weekend. Like, how big would that be for Red Bull?
Not good for Ferrari.
Not good for Ferrari, because, yeah, obviously. Which, obviously, I still love Ferrari, like, but I'm just saying that, like,
just I'm having that Fernando moment with the camera.
Which I want Fernando to win at least once again before he retires.
It can't happen.
Okay, I'm just
sorry. That. I love him. It physically can't happen at an Aston.
All right, I know.
I wish it could for him. I wish Lance could win.
I know.
I wish everyone, like IndyCar, we should actually get into it because they have like a fair chance.
We need to because we're going to the race in September anyways.
Yeah, we'll be bandwagon Arrow McLaren fans, but
that's fine.
It's whatever.
That's fine. It's whatever. We love Pato and Alexander anyways.
And David.
Well, we will be back next week talking about Japan. I'm very excited to see what happens this weekend.
Especially Max is gonna be especially on like a terror.
Now that Max is back and ready to go again, and also Logan too.
Yay!
We're very excited to see this weekend. Points. So yeah. We will see y'all next week for a recap of Japan.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.